not council. I call a meeting to order at 6:06 on February 16, 2002. Public meeting, Harrison Ford, directors.
Hey, Elias, hold on. Somebody else in the room has to mute. There's a bad echo.
Sorry. Okay.
Thank you.
So I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible. Standard order of business, we want to approve minutes. We have a number of minutes to approve for several previous meetings. First one, starting with December 20th. Does anybody have any corrections or addendums to the December 20th meeting minutes? Okay. There's no corrections. Why don't we go through them all? And if we have corrections, we'll do them. We'll do them at that time, and we'll approve them all at the same time. We have meeting minutes for December 27th, 2021. For executive session, does anybody have any edits to those meeting minutes? Okay. We have a special meeting on January 5th, 2022, public meeting. Does anybody have any agenda to those meeting minutes? Oh, just take me up. I wasn't at that meeting.
I did. I've corrected you.
Okay. Any other adjustments to that meeting? January 12th, we had another executive session meeting. Does anybody have any edits or updates to those meeting minutes? Lastly, January 19th, which is a pretty long meeting, do we have regular public board meetings? Does anybody have any updates or agenda to that, those meeting minutes? All right, barring no additional updates, do we have a motion to approve December 20th, December 27th? January 5th, January 12th, and January 19th meeting minutes for posting. Motion to approve those.
Aaron, I'll motion to approve all the meeting minutes just reviewed.
You have a second? Do a second.
Can I second my own minutes? Sure. Then I second.
I second.
Okay, second from Georgia. Thank you, Georgia. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so we're good. Thank you, everybody. Next standard order of business. Do we have any public comments? No, is Valerie on?
I haven't received any.
Okay.
It's okay.
Move on to the next is the head of school report by Mr. Pappas.
All right, I'm assuming we can hear. Yes, we're good. Or do I have to move that closer? Oh, that was it. Okay. All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome. February board meeting. Lots of good stuff going on again in the organization. Exceptional things to talk about. First, I'm going to start with the COVID data report. Our positive cases for February 10th and 16th, as you can see, are a grand total of 18, with two in the lower school, 9 in the intermediate, 3 in the middle, and 4 in the high school. So in line with what we're seeing locally, in Newcastle and across the state, we are seeing tremendous declines in our COVID cases, which is good news. And we do have a lot of our staff back as well, which is also really good news, so that we're able to have continuity in our programming and consistent classes with our students. That's all very, very good stuff that we'd like to see. In terms of some of the stuff that we're doing moving forward, the next testing dates for the lower schools, Tuesday, March 8th, intermediate is Tuesday, March 15th, middle is Tuesday, February 21st, high school is Tuesday, March 1st. So we're doing testing on Tuesdays right now based on the capacity of Quidel. We're still encouraging people to get vaccinated. That's obviously a big part of what we're doing, get those booster shots as well. The booster has shown tremendous effectiveness, 75% reduction in symptoms when it's taken. There are some updates that are coming from the governor's office about coronavirus, and one of them is indoors, right? No longer required masks for indoor activities. There's some other ones that are coming up in late March. And we're following closely as things continue to progress, and we'll update you based on how we are trending with our numbers and how that aligns with what the government agencies and DPH and the CDC are basically recommending for us. We're always working in continuity.
Hold that thought.
Is still in place. Like we said before, this is for some of our unvaccinated folks, and that is still in place, and we're still running it. From the perspective of the culture focus, our culture coordinator has created culture-focused PLCs, and they take place on a monthly basis with each department in all the buildings to discuss our staff survey results, feedback, and next steps that we can take to improve the culture in the school. At this time, the culture coordinator, Bonet, has been able to meet with all the schools at least once, except for the high school, but we'll be starting that on this Friday. The student survey has been administered, and we're looking at the data right now. We're working with the EPP cohort alumni to move forward with an initiative to provide some supports to our LGBTQ plus community, OCS staff, and families. And we're also implementing something called a parent camp, which is a parent engagement initiative to bridge the gap between the school and our families. The first meeting is going to be on March 2nd to aid in building the parent camp team, which will consist of parents, teachers, and local community members. In terms of our building level updates, the lower school has started their SEL program, collaborating with the student services department with a new occupational therapist. Ms. Lindsay Mudadlel has surveyed teachers and begun classroom observations to begin restorative practices and zones of regulation training to every classroom throughout the building. This has been identified as a feature for us, and I did walkthroughs in the lower school last Thursday and actually saw some of these restorative practices already being implemented, and it's pretty impressive what some of our teachers are able to do, de-escalation strategies, and I applaud them for their implementation strategies of that. We tied together Black History Month this month with Kindness Week and International Greek Language Day through the theme that we're calling Compassion. And we learned about how the Greek leaders stood with civil rights heroes to fight for equality in our country. There were some images that we used to use universal themes, and that was really, really good. I also, in my walkthroughs, did see significant evidence of this collaboration work being done, and it's wonderful learning for our students. Our counselor, Ms. Rick, kicked off a tremendous Kindness Week campaign as well, and had a virtual assembly that will spread the compassion and provide clean drinking water to a school in Kenya. The admin team and our PTO kicked off the Kindness and Appreciation Week for our staff as well. We're wrapping up the American Heart Association's campaign this year and encourage all families to register for the free take a heart healthy pledge. And our PE teacher, Mr. Zach Plurhoppels, he's always been the one and has continued to organize these things, and he's got an assembly ready for us on the 24th, which we're excited about as well. Lower school admin team is launching building tours for prospective parents every Tuesday, starting on the 15th, which is just yesterday, and plans to introduce over 20 families to our school during this first session. Live tours is something that eluded us, obviously, during COVID
times, especially when we were at the peak of COVID. But now we are in a position where we are doing, we are welcoming families to come in and experience the learning firsthand that's happening in all of our classrooms, K through 12. So that's really fantastic as well. The intermediate school, we have tours starting in there as well. There were tours starting today, actually. We also have the partnering with the Special Olympics to present the Spread a Word and the Word Assembly to students in grades 3, 4, and 5 on the National Day, which is March 2nd, 2022, from 9:30 to 10:30 in Building 22. It'll be live streaming to the entire OCS campus as well. Stay tuned for that link. As we mentioned in our last board meeting, there are after-school programs have been launched. The most recent one would be the AAA program, safety program. And on the 1st of February, we had 12 students with arrival and dismissal duties moving forward. The middle school is now providing tours as well. And they are on Tuesdays from 9 to 11. So if you want to stop by and check out what's happening in the middle school, you can do that at that time. And on the 22nd, we have our BPA finals. That's the Business Professionals Association finals competition. Four of our middle schoolers are participating. We have Herman Gebreselassie, Vanessa Ngamu, Asvika Gobinathan, and then Caitlin Oyombe. And the eighth graders will be taking their second social studies field test on the 24th as well. A sample group that's working with the National Assessment Educational Progress Program. Upcoming student activities, we have the JA Financial Park field trip on the 17th and the 18th. We have the middle school dance on the 18th as well. That should be a lot of fun for our students. It's nice to have activities ramping back up again as we see our COVID numbers start to decline. We'll be seeing that across all of our buildings as well. You'll start to see a little bit more engagement throughout our schools. We have some exciting barbecues planned and parent engagement events coming up, so stay tuned for that. There's a sixth grade field trip to Freedom Riders at the Grand Opera House on the 1st, and there are parent conferences that are being held on the 10th and the 11th of March. For the high school, lots of things are starting to happen with respect to college acceptances, and we thank everybody who's worked really hard, including the students, the counselors, the teachers, administration, for helping us out in getting this process rolling. Our students have been accepted to 34 different universities spanning 15 states, from Florida to New York to Minnesota, and we're waiting for more results as they come in. We finalized our 22-23 course catalog. This is the earliest that we've ever been able to finalize it. It's going to become available to our rising students soon and our admitted students so that they can start to take a look at some of the classes that they will be taking in high school. The course selection meetings are going to begin with students over the next month. And then our school counselor and work-based learning coordinator will be meeting with each rising senior. Rising freshmen, sophomores, and juniors will meet in the spring as well so that those schedules can be made. We're excited to offer additional courses this year, including the revamp of our course progression, history in 10th grade. This is something that we've been advocating.
Elias, we're having recording echo again.
Go ahead, you should be okay.
Fixed it now. Okay, so world history is something that we're moving towards in 10th grade. It naturally aligns itself well with some of the world culture classes that we have in 9th grade and provides a natural progression for our students that increases the rigor in the school. We're adding AP World History to that as well, and Modern and AP African American Studies as a pilot school. So that's really exciting stuff that we have going on over there. The school choice process is still continuing for the high school. We're looking forward to welcoming, again, our largest 9th grade class that we've ever had. And we're accepting applications for some 10th graders as well. So we look forward to seeing that. Our first ever Fri-Yay event occurred this past Friday, February 11th. And Fri-Yay events are basically opportunities for families to come visit our campus. And we share in fellowship and we have lunch with them. And they get to see a little bit of what happens in the high school. Fri-Yay events invite students currently attending outside middle schools to join us for a tour, shadowing, tie-dye activity, lunch, and conversations with staff, students, and teachers. If you'd like more information on that, you can go ahead and click on that email. I'll have this posted on our head schools page tomorrow if you want to find out more information on that. We're also planning an exciting event for our current eighth graders who are planning or possibly attending OCHS to occur in March. keep an eye out for this new event. Information is pending. We're recruiting families who would potentially like to host a foreign exchange student as well in the fall. Again, if you'd like to participate in this, we'd like you to please email the dean of the school, Ms. Ashley Lipson, and her email is over there. This is, we did welcome our first international student just this month. So it's a wonderful program, and it's an opportunity to kind of open the door to relationships internationally, both for our kids to learn in the future, but also for other kids to come to our school and see a little bit about what we do. Recognitions in the high school, lots of good things going on there as well. We want to congratulate our BPA advisors, you know, Miss Jackie Brandt and Sani Chalima, also along with the chapter who did a phenomenal job with their competition. Following students competed in the BPA high school group across the state in various events. Odyssey students have placed in the top three of their events and will receive their awards at the live awards ceremony on the 28th of February. We'll also know the actual placement and have a more comprehensive list of winners after the state leadership awards ceremony on the 28th. A preliminary list of winners includes Ayman Ahmed, Isabella Mendoza, Nidia Patel, Aisha Sajiraju, Mitchell Smith, and Thomas Walder. Congratulations to those students and to everybody involved with helping them to achieve those wonderful accolades. Following students made it to the SLC live finals as well. That'll be held on the 22nd of February to compete in those. Isabella Mendoza, Isha Sajiraju, Arnaf Taduvayi, and Nidia Patel. High school teacher Melissa Tracy recently won two additional separate grants. She was the recipient of the Delaware Pathways Mini Grant and the Franklin Mint Federal Credit Union Foundation's award. Congratulations, Ms. Tracy. Always doing a fantastic job in promoting our school. Thank you so much. Enrollment updates. We have invitations that just started going out and waitlist notifications that are going out. And the invited applicants will have until March 18th. That is the close of the window to accept their invitations. After that, we will be doing some follow-up to make sure that people didn't have any sort of complications or whatever the case may be in trying to go through the process to make sure that we have a fair and just process in our lottery. I do like to take this opportunity to remind everybody that Odyssey Charter School is very unique in the sense that it does not have restrictions to its lottery. It actually runs a true lottery. It does not have, we do not use entrance exams or proximity to a campus as any sort of qualifiers for entering our school. We are truly a public school in that sense. From our curriculum, instruction, and assessment lens, the K through 5 teachers are piloting units from the Amplify reading curriculum. We're looking at a potential decision on adoption at some level by the end of March. We are trying to collect data to see what impact it's going to have. Instructional resources relative to instructional needs are also being identified for purchase. With Benchmark is a program that we have been using already. The data is being analyzed by Dr. Thompson. We're trying to build capacity around differentiating for meeting the diverse needs of our students. It's a big push for ours, the differentiation piece. We're also modeling strategies for addressing the opportunity gaps evident in math and reading per some recent Benchmark data. We're ramping up rhyme time as well, interventions based on some of the STAR data analysis that we're just starting to look at. On the 16th, which is today, Lower School welcoming the state's leading early literacy team and partner school to conduct literacy walkthroughs. So I'm looking forward to sharing some feedback regarding those walkthroughs. On the 17th, which is tomorrow, we have the state's accelerating to grade level math initiative. Coach will be visiting Odyssey Charter as well to develop a specific math coaching plan for us as well. Each school's academic dean, as well as the selected math representatives, curriculum coordinators, and Greek dean will collaborate around the plan. Parental academic engagement sessions during the March 7th to 11th parent conferences. Dr. Thompson will be running parental academic engagement sessions to build parent capacity for driving student achievement in math and reading. Flyers will be sent home, so stay tuned for that as well. In our 6th through 12th grades, we're beginning to identify the needs for the following year, the early stages of creating the instructional budget. So We're having some one-on-one meetings, and Mr. Koss is also involved in those one-on-one meetings as we kind of navigate through the things that we're going to be needing. We're also completing gradebook audits for semester one, and then analyzing the gradebook audit data and the formative and summative data to find out what shifts we have to make, what subpopulations we have to focus on. And one-on-one teacher administration monthly check-ins are now occurring as well. The lens of these are a social emotional lens. So you can start seeing that where we're actually checking from the human perspective to see how are our teachers feeling in a one-on-one setting? How can we better support them? And these are just starting up right now. Let's see. From an assessment lens, we've talked about the NAEP. We have fourth grade NAEP happening. We successfully tested 48 students on Thursday, the 27th of January. Eighth grade is also doing this. We have 50 students that will be taking it on the 23rd. And then we have the social studies field test round two happening on the 24th. Star testing DIBLS and our new iReady kindergarten math screener, which is a new tool that we're using to be able to do an early identification system of how we can better support our math program from an early age, have been administered successfully. So now we're using that data to figure out what our plans are going to be moving forward. SATs for 2022 are now digital. Our SAT coordinator, SSD coordinator, and district test coordinator are working on the transition to ensure students are prepared this spring for the digital SAT. We have restorative practices training coming up in March as well. That's round two of a series of restorative practices training and trauma-informed practices training and affective language training that we're doing school-wide. Financial update, I'm going to leave to Mr. Koss to take care of. Transportation, we are welcoming Charles Ballack to our OCS transportation team. He passed the CDL test on January 28th and is now driving full-time. So congratulations, we're really happy about that. We also have two newly purchased OCS buses that are up and running and supporting our fleet. That way we now have spares and reliable buses, and that's obviously crucial to our success. January 22 featured 100% on-time percentage for all K-12 buses. Student services, lots of things going on over there. Access for English language learning testing kind of opened on February 1st, and it continues through March 18th at all of the buildings. The access test entails delivering four English language tests, listening, speaking, reading, and writing to each of our 200 English language learning students. We are one of the largest English language learning charter schools around. So this is quite a large program, and we applaud Ms. Favatas for all of her work that she's done to help organize this huge undertaking. Our goal is to complete the testing efficiently while reducing disruptions to instructional time. Therefore, flexibility and to accommodate the testing is truly appreciated. We do anticipate seeing some progress with our English language learners, especially now that we have them in class full time with us. The MTSS is working with our CIA team to develop and implement a research-based instructional program, and our occupational therapist has started to work with the kindergarten on the regulation strategies, as we mentioned before. We're also in special education, we're looking at transition fair for students with disabilities. That will be held on March 24th from 5 to 8 p.m. Good news coming back on Indicator 13, which was identified as an area of growth for us last year. We came back 100% compliant. So that's great. That's out of the way as well now, and we can continue to remain compliant. We are working on the budget and the grants for next year and how to continue to support our students with special education services as we continue to identify them and expand our reach on how many students we can touch. The spread the word to end the word March 2nd, 2022, each school supporting this in their own way. We kind of mentioned a bit about that as well. And and there's some other events like the Rocker Sox, which is coming up soon. We mentioned this last month in the board meeting as well. We are still undergoing the Blackboard Connect to mass notification transition, which seems to be transitioning quite well. And we still have some computers that are on back order. Our facilities update, lots of things to report there. The electrical piece for the athletic field is about 85% complete. And we are moving forward as planned. The actual scoreboard itself, we're still waiting for it to get delivered. These things are back ordered, so they're taking a little bit of time. All facilities employees are working. The custodial employees are also working. Interviews are being conducted as well. for part-time positions moving forward. We've completed most of the renovation of the administrative offices, and we're working in putting one of the dividers, that's what we have left, in the door in order to finish that part. HVAC systems, hot water boilers, those are operating normally. We do have two units under repair in building 20. We'll have those repaired relatively soon, so when the weather starts to warm up, those things should be operating quite well. We have one unit under repair in building 23. And then we also have some other pending tickets. There's some roof issues that we're working on in the middle school as well. So, you know, that's what is mentioned over here with the roof leaks. And we are doing some other surveillance and compliance pieces as well. As we've mentioned in previous board meetings, we were able to earn the 2021 equipment grant. And since it was approved, we have $31,000 to buy new steamers, which is great news for our program as well. From the fundraising department, we've talked about this as well. We're preparing the rollout of our targeted sponsors and our corporate sponsors. There's specific efforts being made for the CRM software that we're using to track engagement. And the annual campaign kickoff is contingent upon using the CRM system in order for it to function properly. We'll be targeting family and friends with collateral that allows the selection of either a restricted capital gift or donation of an unrestricted operations fund. I also want to announce that OCS is now registered for the Do More 24 fundraiser, which is scheduled for March 3rd and March 4th. Do More 24 Delaware is a 24-hour day of giving to specific organizations and nonprofits, and we were able to get our registration up. So please look out for information on that and how you can donate and be a part of that process as well. HR talent acquisition has already begun for next year. We do have positions that are already posted for next year as we do continue to roll through our continued expansion and our plans to add more students next year, specifically to the high school, and having the right supports in place for that and for special education. OCS is scheduled to participate in the AREA teacher recruitment fair on the 26th of March, and we are planning to have our own recruitment fair here on campus, working to identify other fairs as well so that we can make sure that we're attracting the most qualified and talented individuals that we can with a DEI focus who live out the OCS mission and vision. We're also partnering with the Greek Dean to create recruiting opportunities in a fair to attract qualified Greek candidates as well. There's one thing that was put to my attention for board approval. There's a third grade field trip to Longwood Gardens on April 1st and 4th. So that would be one thing that we need to put on the agenda. And with that, I conclude my notes for this month.
Thank you. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions or any clarifications from Mr. Pappas on his report?
When did you say, is there an anticipated date the capital campaign has started?
I don't quite have it yet, but we're in the nuts and bolts right now. I would say in the next month, we should be able to start launching this.
And the fundraising committee has a series of meetings set up. If you want to attend those too as well, be happy to. No problem with get engaged in that. So anybody that's interested in kind of engaging on that as we're starting to move forward, we're always looking for volunteers and support and help beyond the board members and members of the community and schools. So if you have skills and are interested and energetic, we'd love to get you involved. So you can contact Mr. Pappas or Georgia Halakos or Marianne Yarn, who are co-chairs of the committee, or Carl. Can't pronounce his last name.
Kulitano.
He's in the directory, but contact one of us or myself, and we can get you connected with the group to participate. So, thank you. Any other questions from anybody online from the board? No. Thank you. Great report. I guess next up, Dr. Ioana, do we have a Greek program report as well?
Good evening, everyone. Yes, we have a few things to report. So the first thing is that we keep working on the expansion of the immersion. Just a reminder that next year is going to be the first year that we will have fifth grade for the immersion program. And also we will have four classes in first grade. So we are working for this next step for the immersion program. The second item has to do with the Languages Month that we celebrate at Odyssey. It was February 9th that we celebrated the International Greek Language Day. And that day we were very honored to participate in an international event organized by the University of Thessaloniki with a keynote speaker, the Secretary General of Education in Greece, of the Minister of Education in Greece. And we participate, it was one or two schools per continent almost, we didn't have Australia. It was a very touching event seeing Greek schools in the all around the world. We participated with a short video of about 4 minutes that we're going to post in our website with students from high school and from the immersion fourth grade. And we have also coming the Mother Tongue International Day, February 21st. And many teachers in all levels, K through 12, are preparing projects, very interesting projects to celebrate all students' mother tongue in our school, to celebrate our multicultural character here at Odyssey. The third item is, I would like to remind everyone that we offer the opportunity to hold classes for adults. The deadline is this Friday to sign up. Please email me, my email is in the directory, or you can either email the offices of your building to sign up. The classes will start February 23rd until May 20th. And it's $300 for families, and it's free for our OCS staff. And the last item is that we are getting ready for the celebration of the Greek Independence Day. It's coming up, it's next month, March 25th. So I will keep you posted because I don't have many details yet to announce, but we will have very interesting events happening at OCS for that, to celebrate the Greek Independence Day. That's all from me.
Thank you, Ioana. Yeah, I'd like to get do you have a flyer for the Greek evening classes? Is that been sent out?
No.
I haven't seen some.
Ioana
has one. Have you sent that out to like the school community? I haven't seen anything in my email about it.
Actually, the community, no. I posted it in the Facebook official page, but I can send. We can send it also to the whole community.
Yeah, maybe we can send it out to the staff as well, and we can get it out to the board members as well to let other folks know that might be interested.
Sure, we'll do that.
Thank you. Anyone have any other questions for Dr. Lukaku? Okay, thank you for the report.
Sure.
Next up, monthly financial review. Is that you, Jeff?
Yep. All right, good evening, OCS community and members of the board. The monthly report is through January 31st, 2022, which represents 7 months or 58% of the fiscal year. Preliminary budgeted revenues are $37.8 million, and revenues collected to date are $35.9 million, which represents 95% of the total budgeted revenues for the year. As I mentioned last board meeting, the majority of state and local funds have been received at this point, so the monthly income for January is pretty much just activity based, as well as a couple other notes that I'll touch on in a second. The preliminary budgeted expenditures are $30.4 million, and the expenses to date are $18.5 million, representing 62% of the budget, or where we would expect to be at this point through the year. The state has completed their mid-year unit count processes and reconciliations are underway. The associated information from the state should be provided before the end of February to guide the final budgeting process to present during the March board meeting. as Mr. Pappas mentioned, the Food Services Department was awarded $31,000 as federal grant to procure a new steamer for the kitchen, which I believe will represent the first steamer that the kitchen has had. The generous $40,000 capital donation has been received and recognized, bringing the total amount restricted for future capital projects to $283,000 at this point. Outages related to COVID-19 are still being analyzed to submit a reimbursement to the state to recoup some of the costs associated where applicable. But for the 2-week period after the new year, we're estimating through our analysis that that reimbursement will be between $20,000 and $25,000. The budgeted placeholder for a capital fundraise purchase has been removed in the future projections, and the projected capital income has also been adjusted to reflect that. To date, $1.1 million of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the preliminarily budgeted $1.96 million, and the projected year-end cash on hand is $8.3 million, of which $6.8 million is unrestricted and $1.4 million is restricted for federal funds. And to give a little idea of what that projection would mean for us from a metric standpoint, is that relates to 1.18% of a debt equity ratio, which the coverage is 1.1, and an estimated days of cash on hand of 89, of which the covenant is 75. And that concludes the January monthly report.
Can you refresh my memory? Just approximately, where were we this year last, at this time last year, with respect to compliance with the covenants?
I don't have the last year final in front of me, but from the budgeted, from the preliminary budgeted, that was a 1.14% debt equity ratio and 86 days cash on hand.
And what's the cash on hand right now? What's the number of days?
89. So slightly above.
Trending positively. Yep. Thank you. Thanks.
And those numbers have been trending upward the last couple of years as well, too. Mm-hmm. So it's higher than it was even 2 years ago and 3 years ago. So.
Right.
Okay. Quick question. So I know we have some capital donations come. We've had some capital donations come in, and we're kicking off a capital campaign as well too. We get either on another tab or a spreadsheet a breakdown of what those are for. So some of them are like specific to the gym, right? So we got some money that are specific to building the gymnasium. Some are specific to certain areas. And others just general. And so as we start to build up that capital campaign fund, can we kind of break down where those funds are earmarked, if they're earmarked? And if they're not earmarked, we can put them into like a general campaign fund and use them for whatever practical purposes
we can take a look at that.
Okay. All right, any other questions for Jeff?
It's just nice to have conversations where we can talk about a capital campaign.
Sure.
And funds coming in.
It is. It's good that we're kind of getting into that now. We've got a lot of work moving in that direction, and it's positive. And Carl has been a really great asset to the school as well in helping us to kind of get those things steadied and kind of moving in the right direction. So kudos to Carl and to everybody on the committee as well too, including George and Marianne, who've done great work in trying to help them to get that organized and moving forward, and to yourselves as well. So thank you. Do you have any other, nothing else from you? We approve the monthly board. No, fine.
Yeah, finances to post for the monthly. Approve the monthly board as meeting, notes as
web report.
Web report. Presented.
There you go.
Thank you.
Do we have a second for that?
Second.
Second, Amanda Marie. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so that carries. We can post the monthly web report. Next up, Citizens Budget Oversight Committee. Evan, was there a meeting today?
Good evening. There was a meeting tonight. I do want to report, do a quick report. We reviewed the financials first, the same report that Jeff just went over. We also reviewed the PCAR transactions, asked questions, discussed a few items, all which checked out positive this evening. Meeting is at 5:15. It is posted online every single month. If you'd like to join, we'd love to have you.
And it's typically right before the monthly board meeting, correct, Evan?
Yep, that is correct. And it will stand via Zoom as well.
And that will be, that's going to be that way for the foreseeable future.
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Evan.
Thank you.
Any comments or questions for Evan? All right. Thank you. Next up is committee reports. I think we can walk through that as well, too. First up is DE&I. Eva or Helen, is anybody on to make any updates on the DEI committee?
I can give you a brief update. Can you hear me?
Yep.
So a few of us met last Monday with some representatives from the United Way in order to explore the possibility of bringing some guest speakers for an informative session on LGBTQ issues. Like Mr. Papa said, our third equity practitioner providers cohort had decided to focus on awareness and support of this topic. So we are waiting to, we asked them several questions. They seem to have several programs that they could custom make for us. Probably at this point, addressing mostly adults, parents, and teachers. We need to have a common language. We need to be better equipped to answer questions if when they arise in the school. They have a program we were interested in. It was titled Who's Around the Cooler, the Water Cooler. We're waiting on them to come back with specifics, whether there is a cost associated, what's the schedule, and we are hoping to be able to schedule something for the spring, but we're not 100% certain at this point. One other thing is that I would like to thank the Junior National Honor Society and their advisor, Ms. Dawson. I understand that five members from the middle school and one high schooler came and helped organize our food pantry. That was much needed help. Thank you so much. And let's keep collaborating. That's all from us.
Thank you, Eva. Any questions for Eva? All right, next up, Immersion Committee. Anne Reed, any updates on the Immersion Committee?
We have resumed the monthly meetings of the Immersion Committee. We had one yesterday. We'd like to get a little more participation. Our information on when the meetings are held are on the website under board updates. We'll try to send out a reminder next month, but it's an opportunity for the parents to come and express any concerns they have or questions. We talk about how we're expanding into the fifth grade. We talk about the program and any other questions that you might have. Dr. Ioana and Dr. Marina they're actively working on getting some talent staff to make sure that we have the right people in place for our growth of the program. And we need your input, and we welcome your input. So please look us up, just try to attend the meeting. So if you have any questions or if you have any input, we're always, we wanna hear it. That's it, thank you.
Thank you. Anne Marie. Any questions for Anne Marie? Fundraising committee. Georgia, any updates?
Good evening, everyone. So we've had a couple fundraising committee meetings. And as Ilya said, we would love if anyone else would like to join. We could always use a couple more talented individuals to help out. So along with Carl, he's been a great help, and Elias Pappas, Elias Regis, we have started, we would like to do an annual appeal. That's going to be rolled off soon. We have thinking of having some signature events. One would be a golf outing in June. We hope to do that. We also, along with the PTO, have been working with the brick vendor selection, and we've started the campaign to kick that off in 2022 again. We also are going to try to do some corporate sponsorship packages for scoreboards, bricks, things like that. And we also are going to be working on doing like grants and pipeline. We're going to try to work on that. And then The other thing we wanted to work on, let's see, I think we were going to do some kind of cloud software subscription so we could get to the parents and do the appeal and be able to send out. So those are some of the things that are on the pipeline. And so we have some meetings scheduled coming up in the next month or so. So I think that's all for right now. If anyone has any questions, let me know.
Okay, are we posting those meetings on the board website as
they
well?
They should be posted.
Okay, I know Carl has been sending it. I've seen invites come out. I just don't remember if they were on the website. So folks
I'll
can
make sure that I send them out.
Any questions for Georgia?
No, I'd just like to reiterate what Elias said earlier. It's good to hear fundraising pipelines and things actively moving to help fund the stream.
And to speak to that for a moment, I know that we had some wonderings earlier when we started the work on the field, specifically on putting up the scoreboard, about, well, you know, funds are limited and should we be spending money on scoreboards when there are other needs in the school? And this is part of that larger vision, and it speaks to it, because in having the scoreboard, there's a section for sponsorship. So it's an initial investment that has a return on investment permanently. So that's kind of the strategic thinking that goes into some of these decisions that we make. Same thing happens with the bleachers. There's going to be sponsorships on the back of the bleachers as well. So you invest a little bit on the inside, and then it starts to make its returns moving forward. So all of these things are rather strategic in nature. It's really, really good to see a lot of progress in this area.
Okay, thank you. Any other updates as well? We have the Nonahepa nominating committee as well too. So we did have a new board member come on, Kristen Turner. I wanted to welcome her as well. She was on. She was nominated last month, so welcome, Kristen. And she's part of the Nonahepa nominating group. And so we are working some applications right now for the teacher position. But we want to give her an opportunity as well to weigh in on those. And so we'll likely be having a decision on that probably within the next few weeks. So if everybody can hold on for that. I know it's been a little bit longer than we expected, but we need to fill in some of the positions that were vacant already. But other than that, I don't have any other things I missed on the NANC thing, or we covered that?
Yeah, I think just on the NANC, I just want to sort of underscore, I do think we're heading into a critical, you know, time for the school in terms of strategic planning and starting to think through a whole bunch of very important initiatives. So it does feel quite critical to have a fully complete board. So I welcome Ms. Turner as well, and I'm looking forward to her input. I do think we need to kind of hold ourselves accountable to complete this process by the next board meeting.
Thank you.
And then for the Finance Committee, can I just announce as well, we are meeting Friday afternoon. Notice is posted on the website. Please feel free to attend. We'll be discussing a number of items that relate to, unsurprisingly, the school's finances and how we think about this year and going forward. So that was it for me.
All right, thank you, Erin. And Ken, can we add Finance Committee to the list on the agenda so we don't?
Just add it.
To the list. Maybe add an anchor on there as well too. All right, thank you, Erin. PTO report, do we have a report from the PTO?
Hi, Elias, thank you. Okay, so the roses for Valentine's Day were well perceived. We sold out of roses, the wooden roses and the chocolate roses, so we will be doing that again next year. We have a dress down day coming up on February 22nd for $2, and the color run is on April 30th. So we are looking for volunteers that want to help with organizing the color run. We'll be sending out a meeting invite. If you have an interest, you can just send us an email at odysseycharterschoolpto@gmail.com. And if anyone's interested in joining the PTO board, go ahead and send us an email as well at the same email address. We will be sending out information in the next month to get interest, to find out who's interested in joining the board. That's all I have.
Thank you, Kaya. Any questions for PTO?
I have just one question. When are the public meetings held? Like, when was the last public meeting and when is the next scheduled public meeting for PTO?
So after our public meeting will be the last week in March. We are short on board members, and our bylaws called for 3 people on the board to be available during meetings. And we have not had 3 people available at any point to have that meeting. So our first meeting will be at the end of March. We are currently in the process of having attorneys look at our bylaws. Recommendations were sent back to us to make some modifications. That is in the process of being done. And then our bylaws are going to go off to our accountant and then to an attorney that deals with 501(c)s for final modifications.
Can we huddle, Kaya, maybe offline at some point? Because I was looking at the bylaws. I noticed there's an audit provision. I probably have a particular sensitivity to those aspects as a treasurer of the board, but I just want to make sure I understand kind of where we are in terms of keeping compliant with some of the governance functions. So I'll reach out.
We're actually in the middle of an audit right now. We do have an accountant that is not related to the PTO board members or at our school, and they are currently auditing our books right now.
Can you get Jeff and me the info on who that is and what the scope is, just so we can make sure that we're sort of documenting it in the framework of overall Odyssey audit and governance functions?
Actually, we're not part of Odyssey. I'm happy to join you guys in, but we're not actually part of Odyssey. So it would not be something that the school would be involved in.
Well, actually, the bylaws say that either the business manager, which is Jeff, or the board shall make sure that the books are audited at least annually and should review them. So let's just catch up offline. We can let the agenda move forward, but I just want to make sure that we're touched. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks. And just so you know, PTO used to operate under Odyssey's 501(c)(3) umbrella, but we started pushing out those organizations over the last couple of years to create their own independent 501(c)(3), so they're not under Odyssey's umbrella. So things like the PTO, the Sports Boosters, and clubs like that, which are major organizations, are now being established as independent 501(c)(3)s. Their design and goal is to support the school, and that's their intent. And so We should probably be helping support them basically in that endeavor, but they are moving away from being directly under Odyssey's charter as well too. So we just need to be mindful of that.
That's fine. I'm just concerned with the bylaws that are currently in effect. So happy to support however that transition works. I just want to make sure that we're kind of dotting our I's and crossing our T's.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Any
questions for Kaya? And like I mentioned, like all of us, we all need help and support, and so does the PTO. So if anybody's out there and interested in supporting and helping, whether it's in one of the school buildings or broader than that, I'm sure PTO would be more than interested in help, having additional help. They do a lot of great work for the school as well too, and raise a lot of funds to help support the students and the school in general. Next up, new business. So we had, I sent everybody out a report from Baird and Company. They're the original underwriters for Odyssey's bonds that we floated a few years ago, about 8 years ago, in order to purchase the property and the buildings here. And they're at a fairly high rate. And so we've been exploring the option of basically refinancing the bonds at lower rates, which is about 3 points below where we currently pay the market value right now. And so these are the original underwriters that we used to finance the school's debt. And so being able to bring them back on board to explore options for refinancing at lower rates will save us a tremendous amount of money financially, or allow us to kind of explore opportunities for maybe financing and taking additional cash, but not increasing any financial burden to Odyssey. And so I did want to have a vote on bringing those folks back on. This is Baird Corporation to serve as exploratory underwriters to look at opportunities to refinance the bond holdings that we have for the school at a lower rate. And right now, based on conversation we had with them, it doesn't cost us anything unless they actually do the refinancing. And so there's no real risk to us. The only caveat is that if we decide to leave them in the middle of the process and we go with somebody else within 12 months of ending our relationship with them, that there would be some penalty fees involved with that. But barring us not having a relationship and terminating the relationship with them, it wouldn't cost us anything if we didn't wind up doing any refinancing.
And once we do the refinancing, it's the percentage?
Yeah, typically underwriters get a percentage of the proceeds that we finance. It's kind of like a point on an insurance policy or like a mortgage refi. You pay like a point or a point and a half typically to have them manage that process for us. And that's typical industry standard rates.
Yeah, I think that the amount that they're charging is very standard. And they're a known quantity among all of the folks involved.
So does anybody have any questions about that process? If not, I would like to have a motion to bring BARD on board as a underwriting group to support exploring, looking at refinancing Odyssey's bond holdings.
I so move.
We have a motion from Anne-Marie.
We have
second from Aaron. Any discussion or comments or questions on that? We'll move to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, so the motion carries. Thank you all. Next up, go to the school. Anything that we need for go to the school?
New business. I'd like to put a motion forth for out-of-state travel.
Oh, as they travel.
Longwood Gardens, third grade to Longwood on April 1st and 4th.
First and fourth.
Fourth grade?
Third grade, April 1st and 4th.
I second.
April 1st
and
4th.
And
4th.
To Longwood Gardens.
Is that out of state?
Well, Longwood is in Kennett Square.
Oh, is it in Pennsylvania? Okay.
It's still DuPont.
It is just over the border. It's DuPont, right?
Right.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so you guys are good there. What about the 25th of March?
We should probably put that on. They haven't given us the logistics, but the 20th of March, which is the date of the Greek Independence Parade, would be out of state. It would be in Philadelphia.
Yeah, we're
and it would include students. And probably, and we're still working out the logistics, but probably the OCS band and kids of different level marching.
So we should probably approve that as well.
I couldn't give you numbers and logistics.
We don't need that. We just need to understand that there will be students and/or staff members attending.
And I think it's on a Sunday.
Well, didn't you want the Friday night to that banquet that would be in New Jersey?
I don't know where that banquet's being
held. Banquet's Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, Adelphia.
That's in New Jersey.
So then we would need to approve that too.
Why don't we just approve both?
Both, just to cover it.
Let's attend the Greek in March 20.
March 20th is the march, and then the parade.
Right.
March 19th in the evening is the. Is that the other event?
Adelphia is in New Jersey, though.
Yes.
It's in New Jersey, I guess.
Cherry Hill.
Oh, that's right. It's in Cherry Hill.
Someone's in
Cherry Hill. That's right.
I guess approval for the school to participate in events March 19th in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and March 20th in Philadelphia related to the Greek Independence Day Parade. We have a motion.
So moved.
We have a second. Any discussion on that? Okay, have a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? As the motion carries.
One more question. I mean, maybe we don't do this at the next meeting, but for the Sixers game, I think we're using buses, right, for some transportation. So I don't know. I imagine, given that that's out of state and it's leveraging OCS resources, we should probably just.
The Sixers game is scheduled for the 29th of March. Yeah.
And we just approve it now.
Buses for that. I just don't have all the logistics yet for that because we still just sent out a survey again today.
So, do we need more than just the date and where it is? I think that's all we are usually requesting.
Yeah, right now we just need the date and the event and the 29th.
Yeah, it's at the Wells Fargo Center on the 29th, 5:30 p.m. We will be using OCS buses for individuals who want to use OCS buses, and that will be, of course, free of charge.
So we have a motion to approve the out-of-state travel to the Sixers game on March
29th.
I so move. Aaron got it. I'll second if you want to make the motion, Ken, whichever way.
Motion by Aaron, a second by Ken. Any comments on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so we're good. Thank you. Anything for the good of the school?
I think that was it.
Okay, we got that all covered. We don't have any need to go into executive sessions. Anybody else have any other closing comments before we adjourn?
We're doing a fabulous job.
Thank you all. Appreciate all your help. Have a good evening. And hopefully we'll see everybody at the Greek Parade and the Sixers game next month. So take care. Have a good evening. Adjourn.
I moved to go into executive session.
No.
Are we going to an executive session? No.
Do we
have an executive session?
No.
Did we actually vote to adjourn?
We haven't voted to adjourn.
I moved to adjourn.
A second.
Moved in all in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Hi. Thanks. Any opposed? Okay. Meeting adjourned 7:06. Thanks.
Thanks all.
Take care.